You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and I'm proud to announce and happy and excited that we're at the Milken Conference 2023. And today we have on the line Emily Musel Church, who is the Senior Director over at Milken Institute Center for Strategic Philanthropy. Emily, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Adam. I'm thrilled to be here.
All right, Emily. So we got a lot to cover. I understand an award was given last night.
Oh,
we're not going into it yet, but we got an award to talk about. I also want to talk about the Center for Strategic Philanthropy. I mean, we have a lot to cover. But before we get into all that, we're going to start this episode the way that we start them all, with what we call our Mission Matters Minute. So Emily, here at Mission Matters, what we do is we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Emily, what mission matters to you?
Whew, that's a big question. So thank you so much for sharing that. I do think starting with mission and values is so important for any project, any story, anything you want to do. So for us at the Center for Strategic Philanthropy, we really look to find innovative solutions to connect all sorts of people, family foundations, corporations, to what matters most to them. And we help build roadmaps for how to get there and the most impactful ways that they can share their philanthropic dollars. At the Center for Strategic Philanthropy, I run our environment and social equity portfolio. So when I think about what matters to me personally, it's really about how can we get people around the world, no matter who they are, being engaged with helping to build a better world. There are great ideas and massive talent everywhere. The main issue is most people need access to resources, bridges, doors opened, that sort of thing, so that their creativity and their talent can be amplified to go out and do good in the world. Any bit that I can play in that makes me excited to get up in the morning.
That is exciting. First off, thank you for making some time for us. I know you're busy, busy like this conference. I mean, over 800 speakers. Tell me about that.
Yeah, the Milken Institute Global Conference is unlike any other. You can see and probably feel the energy being here. But for those of you who aren't here, I mean, we have thousands of people gathered from all sorts of sectors from around the world, all in the Beverly Hilton, just brimming with ideas and optimism and connection. That's a really exciting thing about this conference. So yes, it's busy, but the busyness is really a part of this energy that is full of an energy that is people who are trying to do good things in the world. So it's exciting.
So one of our goals here at Mission Matters, and one of the reasons that we're covering the conference, is we want our audience, so many don't know, as big as the Milken Institute is, as big as the Milken Global Conference is, many don't, maybe haven't heard of it, or they kind of heard of it, but don't know necessarily what it's all about. So I'm curious, how did you discover the conference initially and just the Milken Institute?
Oh, so part of that was when I was living in Los Angeles, seeing huge banners all around the city. So a lot of people in LA know the Milken Global Conference. But what really drew me to the Milken Institute was learning more about not only these incredible conferences, and there's a series of other convenings we do throughout the year, things on future of health, we have a Middle East Africa summit, all sorts of convenings. But there's also a huge amount of work behind it. So while we're a nonpartisan, nonprofit think tank, our founder, Mike Milken, likes to say, we're also an action tank.
Yeah.
And for me, that connection of being able to really think deeply about issues, convene people across all sorts of sectors, political spectrum, whatever it may be, and then take action, that part makes the Milken Institute really exciting.
So let's go a little bit further into what you do on a day-to-day at the, let me make sure I get this right, Center for Strategic Philanthropy. So yeah. Tell us a little bit more about the center.
So there are three main pillars at the Milken Institute: health, finance, and philanthropy. So in philanthropy, our role is to really think about how we have the most impact from philanthropic dollars. We know that philanthropy is quick, it's nimble, it can respond to things, and then it connect to other sources of assets. So it can connect to public funding and that sort of thing. How do we bridge the gap between need and then really scaling ideas. We work on a broad range of initiatives at the Center for Strategic Philanthropy. From biomedical research, we have quite a large portfolio in biomed. And then in our social and environment portfolio, we work on things ranging from energy, criminal justice reform, sustainable fashion. So anything that is really a critical need that fits in with the work we do at the Milken Institute, we dive in, we talk to all the experts, we figure out where there are gaps, where there's need, we build a roadmap for action, and then we take action.
Yeah. And that's a new term for me, by the way. I'm going to take that one with me. So this is an action tank. I'm in. That works. That works well for me. So speaking of taking action, so you may not be aware of this, but because I don't think we've released some of those other interviews, but one of the questions that I've been asking some of the others here was, what is your favorite moment at the Milken Global Conference so far? And you keep coming up. So one of your projects, I understand there was an award given last night. Can you maybe tell us a little bit more about that, since you're one of the favorite moments? So when I ask you that question, though, just so you know, you can't say yourself.
Well, okay.
let's start with the award, though.
Okay. And let me also thank you for saying that. And that's very humbling to hear. What I think people are probably resonating with is the idea that we brought entrepreneurs from 5 different countries here at Milken Global who've been spending the last 2 years building new programs, new innovative solutions to support smallholder farmers in sub-Saharan Africa. So we sourced people, we set out a call for people to bring more food to the table while bringing economic value to smallholder farmers. We had over 3,500 people from 105 countries. It was bonkers. You ask what I do on the day to day. I'm like, well, so thousands of people from all over the world joined in. They had these great ideas. We got a panel of judges to pick 25 of these teams. Mm-hmm. We gave them $250,000 in funding to get started on their projects. And then we worked with them for a year, connecting them to all sorts of resources, training with Stanford Online, Global Innovation Catalyst Partners, partnership with World Food Program to go check out their work in the field, verify their data, a true pick. We had a platform that we use that also validates data. We had individualized mentors for these teams. I mean, really engaging to say, what is it that you all need to succeed and how can we best provide that? At the same time, it was all wrapped up in a competition where people had a $1 million grand prize they were competing for. So trying to do good in the world and then trying to compete for this prize. So anybody who's been following the Milken Motsepe Prize has seen, learned about these competing teams as they've been going along. So I think the excitement that people were talking about is following, you know, well more than a year's worth of work of getting to know these teams, of seeing them really change their product, work with farmers, try to do good in the world, and finally get to this moment where we declare a winner.
Wow. Can you talk a little bit maybe about why this area was targeted for such an initiative? Because I don't want to assume that maybe some of our listeners or viewers know.
Sure. Great. Well, we partnered with the Motsepe Foundation, who are based in Johannesburg, South Africa, and formed the Milken Motsepe Innovation Prize Program. So it's a multi-year program where we have a series of these competitions linked to the UN Sustainable Development Goals. So when we were working with the Motsepe Foundation and saying, well, where should we start? So we basically want to do all the things that are good in the world. And we thought, let's look to those Sustainable Development Goals. The first two are ending poverty and zero hunger. So we thought, let's look to farmers. Let's look to agriculture. So in sub-Saharan Africa right now, 60% of people are employed in agriculture. 80% of that output is from smallholder farmers. So we said, that's where we want to start. That's where we can make the most impact. So we chose Agritech as the first competition.
And when you say smallholder farmers, like what does that mean?
So rather than really large industrial farms who tend to have a lot of the profit from food creation, small farms are ones that we defined as 10 hectares or less. So it's the majority of farms in Africa where people are getting food for their communities or their nearby vicinity. And we were saying, how can we make sure that the food that right now is about 40% of the food produced is just lost? Then there are also issues with climate change and other things that we're not getting the same yields or people have to respond to climate. So a lot of challenges that farmers are facing. And we want to make sure to focus on them. As I said from the beginning, we always want to think about where can you have the most impact? There are a million, probably more, problems in the world that are worth solving. thinking about where to start and diving in on something is what we do. That's the strategic part of the strategic philanthropy. So that's why we started with Agritech.
Yeah. And the reason I asked that question, by the way, is because I'm trying to wrap my head around it. And I'm guessing some of my audiences as well, what it looks like to have thousands of submissions from thousands of areas.
Yes.
And to think about like the, just the management side of that. I won't bug you with that one today, but I know that was quite a bit. But are there any, obviously now the award's been given, are
yes.
there, is there any of the, either the tech and or individuals or things that you'd like to comment on just regarding
sure.
the award in
of
general?
Of course. How much time
there
do
we go.
Have? So, well, I'll encourage everyone to go to MilkenMotsepePrize.org mm-hmm. to check out more about all of our winning teams. So we had five winners. In addition to that $1 million grand prize, we had a second place that got $300,000, third place that got $150,000. Mm-hmm. And then we got two bonus prizes that we were able to give out. One was the most creative use of fourth industrial revolution technologies.
Wow.
Very
okay,
cool.
Okay, define that, please.
So fourth industrial revolution, that's the...
So cool, I don't know what it is.
it's the moment we're living in. When you think about it, you study in school, the industrial yeah. revolution. There's actually a series of industrial revolutions that have transformed humanities. We are living in the fourth industrial revolution. So that's things like AI, big data, robotics, all that sort of technology that is developed at such a fast pace that we as humanity have to figure out, what are we going to do with this? Is it something that, like any technology that has been developed, the railroad, printing press, anything else, there can be good that comes from it and there can be bad that comes from it. Mm-hmm. So what can we do as humanity to figure out with this new tech, how do we try to harness it for good? Mm-hmm. So we actually built that into the Milken Motsepe Innovation Prize program. Mm. That's why we wanted to say, of course, there's lots of ways to solve problems. Is there some way that we can use that new technology in order to scale? Because that's one of the main issues. People can have something that's a solution that will work in a small area, mm-hmm. but with a growing human population, we want to look for solutions that are going to be able to grow and scale and help as many people as possible. Mm. So to answer your question, well, there was one other prize I didn't mention, which is our People's Choice. So we did have a public voting campaign. So that was something where we wanted to engage the public to say, what do you think? You know, we have all these experts who were brought in the World Food Program, et cetera. But what do people think? What product would you really want to buy? What do you think has the biggest effect in your communities? Mm-hmm. So those were the five prizes we gave out. For some of the technology or the things that we saw, I think a lot of these are technologies that can be used in other areas, other fields, and scaled far beyond sub-Saharan Africa. We wanted to make sure there were things that work specifically in sub-Saharan Africa first, mm-hmm. which is why we tested there. So what we found of those five prizes, three of them were in biotechnology. So that was really interesting to see how people were using biotech. So that's things like one had a drought-resistant rice. Mm. So something that there's drought or flooding, it could resist up to 2 weeks of, you know,
wow.
something's flooded. Are you going to lose all your crops or can you still have rice that you're going to be able to harvest? So that sort of thing, that it's not a robot hand that's coming in and doing
yeah.
something, but it is a technology that we are able to use to make sure that that food is growing. Mm-hmm. We had other ones that had machine learning and machine vision. So lots of different technologies mm-hmm. that we were excited to see and celebrate last night.
And that's amazing because even as you're saying that, when I think about that type of rice or sustainability, like that has the power to save lives, right? Like that's going to feed people, which
yes.
is one of the big objectives.
Yes, it is. Yes. And our grand prize winner, I should say, because that's probably something people are going to look for, is a team called Nove Feed. And what they do is they use and upcycle organic waste. So from farms, restaurants, other areas. So it's using that organic waste and not just letting it go. And they use biotechnology also to create organic, sustainable, plant-based protein, mm-hmm. as well as biofertilizer. So it can be, so you're using basically scraps, you're cleaning up
wow.
areas, and then you're using that to do things like, it could be made for things like feed for fish, which is cheaper for farmers, gets more protein on the table. It can be used on the field to make sure your crops grow more. It saves farmers money on mm-hmm. getting fertilizer, which can be expensive. It's all organic. It's plant-based. So, you know, we're not just thinking about the food itself. We're also thinking about nutrition, sustainability, climate resilience. Mm-hmm. So if people were excited about that moment, it really, I think it's because you got to see people who are out there who are dreamers, builders who, I mean, I talked to one of them who was telling me how He sold his house in the city, convinced his wife and child to buy a farm.
Wow.
And go. And he's like, if we're going to be doing this, we need to actually start farming. So in addition to his company, he started farming spinach. So, I mean, they care so deeply and so passionately that that spirit of entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. And I think for your audience, you know, people care a lot about entrepreneurship. Yeah. It resonates. You know, this is something we think about. Are we going to look at challenges and shut down and say, there's so many hard things happening in the world? Or are we going to say, there's so many hard things happening in the world and I can play a part in doing something better? I have an idea that could possibly change the world and save lives. And we saw that here on stage, and there is hardly anything better than to celebrate that sort of spirit.
Oh, it's amazing. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think some of this content will be streaming and live. Like people are going to, or I should say it's streaming online, and people will be able to even see some of this. Am I off on that? Or
that is right. If we can get a link, maybe we can post it and people can watch. Because then you can hear from the five winning teams themselves, which would be way better than the way I can describe
I'm not going to, you're the teaser. So I'm in. I'm like, I didn't have the privilege of seeing all of them yesterday. So I'm going to have to watch this as well.
Please do. Thank you.
Yeah. We'll definitely put a link to the prize and all of the content in the show notes so that people can check it
Thank
out.
You.
So you knew this question was coming. What is one of your Milken 2023 conference? This is forever in stone. What is one of your favorite moments so far? No pressure. Oh,
I know. It's hard because there are so many. I will say one really powerful session was about criminal justice reform, which is an issue I care passionately about. Many of my colleagues were working on a project around criminal justice reform. So to hear directly from people who are spending their time, energy, in this case, also they had John Legend, so celebrity, to really address this issue and talk about people who have lived experience with incarceration and what it means for all of society and for their broader communities. That was really powerful. I will say there's something called Milken Magic.
What is that?
So this was actually going to be my more general answer, but I wanted to highlight one specific panel. So Milken Magic is this much broader feeling of these connections that would never happen. You walk by people, you can't believe all these people are in one room. And the opportunity to go and connect. I have never in all of my time seen anything like it. And the spark that happens, it really is Milken Magic. And, you know, behind the scenes, we're all working and scrambling, doing things we all do. Yeah. And then you get to a Milken event and it's just like, everything is possible. There are incredible people everywhere going out and building and making connections. That's the Milken Magic.
Yeah. And I think that magic in the, let's just say if it was encompassed or put into a bottle, that app is amazing. Like connecting people after the fact. I mean, for those that have had the privilege of attending the Milken conference, I highly recommend it. I mean, it's amazing to get involved. And speaking of getting involved, like how do people for some people, and they'll be in the business community, corporations all over the place, and they may not know, now they know a little bit more about it, but in general, if people want to get involved, see the content, see more about what you're working on, like how does that happen?
Great. Well, you can find us on philanthropy.milkeninstitute.org. I would encourage you to look at, particularly for those in corporations, we had a really great public panel on corporate philanthropy, really thinking about the role that corporations can play. It's changing dramatically. And I think corporations are trying to figure out how and where do we engage and what's the best way. So we actually have a philanthropic leadership collective of corporate leaders. So I think they'd be really interested in that panel. And we can certainly talk about the work that we're doing with corporate philanthropy. For business leaders, there are so many things on finance. I would encourage things like our diversity and asset management, inclusive capitalism panels. So we've got some incredible work there. I think you had my colleague Cheryl Evans on who has she is amazing. And she has all sorts of work on really lifetime. How do you have financial security for a lifetime? So I think there's something for all of your audiences. For the entrepreneurs, I would direct you to our innovation competitions program. So the Milken Motsepe Prize is one. We have other innovation competitions. We are always looking for entrepreneurs, for mentors, lots of ways to get involved. So please do find us.
We'd love to connect. And then to the audience, we'll put, of course, we're going to have a whole lot of links in the show notes so that you can just click on the links and check out everything that was mentioned, including the award and some of this this video that was streaming. So got a whole lot to see after this interview. Well, Emily, just want to say really appreciate you coming on the show today, taking some time out of your busy conference schedule. I know you got many things to do, so we appreciate your time over at Mission Matters and really appreciate you coming on today. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on today. It was really a pleasure. Thank you.